This is Twit.
Robert Thompson, who's the president, chief executive of News Corp, which is Rupert Murdoch's company, just sent a just released a scathingly cynical letter to the EU against Google. And if I can give you a few of the excerpts here. The company has evolved from a wonderfully feisty, creative Silicon Valley startup to a vast, powerful, and often unaccountable bureaucracy, which is sometimes contemptuous of intellectual property and routinely configures its search results in a matter that is far from objective. This is News Corp talking.
Wow.
News Corp. Okay, let's just keep that in mind. This is the New York friggin' Post. Where was the next one? I looked for all the quotes so I could read them out. While there are many honorable and thoroughly professional individuals working at Google, we have learned not to be naive about the company. The shining vision of Google's founders has been replaced by a cynical management which offers advertisers impressively precise data about users and content usage. Yeah, you're jealous. But has been a platform for piracy.
What?
And the spread of malicious networks.
What?
All the while driving more traffic and online advertising dollars to Google.
This is insane.
Absolutely insane.
Platform for piracy? What are they talking about?
Oh, because this is I've watched Murdoch and his minions all scream that you can get his movies.
Is it? So this is Rupert talking, kind of.
Well, of course it is. It's through the mouthpiece of Robert Thompson. Google has been remarkably successful in its ability to monetize users, but has not shown the willingness, even though it clearly has the ability, to respect fundamental property rights. Meanwhile, in recent months, Google has developed a, quote, certification process for Android-related products, which allows it to delay or deny content companies and other business access to the mobile operating system. Huh?
I don't think so.
That's what Apple does do.
Apple's far worse. I think it's pretty straightforward if you want to make an app for Android. How long does that approval process take?
Right. Virtually every newspaper in Europe is in the midst of upheaval, and some will surely not exist 5 years from now, in part because of their own flawed strategy and lack of leadership.
Well, that's good.
But also because the value of serious content has been commodified by Google.
Not by Google, by the internet.
News sites has been undermined by aggregation of content, which transfers the front page to the Google homepage.
Oh, please.
Readers have been socialized into accepting this egregious aggregation as the norm.
No, it's what readers wanted.
Right.
We didn't want to read your stupid front page. We wanted to go right to the article we cared about.
Exactly.
Google didn't make us do that. It just made it possible.
Exactly. The net made it possible. The web made it possible.
It's called the internet.
There will be no shortage of opinions. In fact, opinions will proliferate, but they will be based on ever flimsier foundations. The quality of discourse, mind you, this is the New York Post. These are the people who started Fox News. The quality of discourse will inevitably deteriorate, and the intemperate trends we are already seeing in much of Europe will proliferate.
Proliferation of intemperate trends. Film
because
and 11.
Of evil Google.
Times is on it.
So this comes from Robert Thompson, an otherwise smart guy. I know him.
Is he an editor? What does he do there?
He's the editor. He was the editor of the Wall Street Journal. He's now chief executive of News Corp, which, remember, had to be split off from what is now 20th Century Fox because this is the company that hacked dead girls' phones.
Right.
These are the schmucks who do this crap. And they dare come out. And, of course, the BBC turns around and does a story immediately saying, oh, News Corp goes after Google. Do we remember people who these people are? This is deadly cynical. Also, just like Axel Springer in Germany, these are companies that pride themselves on being conservative, free market, anti-big government. And what do they do when they get in trouble in their own business and have their own bad management?
They ask government to help them out.
They hide behind the skirt of government.
Yeah.
I'm getting lots of heartbeats on my watch right now.
Can I?
Heart rate activity goal reached.
Wow.
that was a pretty great rant, though, Jeff. I enjoyed that.
Yay.
I got this from a birdie, and the BBC story is out, so it's been out for the last 20 minutes, but I haven't seen the full text anywhere else. This is the full text. I don't think you can get it. I have a link on my Twitter to SlideShare.